mouth.
Word of 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 mouth.
Mouth. From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're listening to the song This Summer by Red Heart the Ticker. It is the latest from their project Songs in the Lunar Phase.
They're talking about wolverines. I think they're gonna jump in.
Each month, the husband and wife duo from Marlborough, Vermont, write and record a song to be released on the day of the full moon. These beautifully layered tunes have a backwoods feel, and they're recorded in a barn and sent out to subscribers. It's an intimate and unique take on the ever-growing DIY music scene. The band is going to be playing at the Nelson Town Hall in Nelson, New Hampshire on Thursday, and they joined us to play live in the studio and now to speak with us, Robin MacArthur and Tyler Gibbons. Great to have you back.
Thanks for having us, Virginia.
Good to be here.
So where did this idea come from, Songs in the Lunar Phase?
There was a point in our lives back when we were much younger where we were musicians and recorded albums and would go out on the road. And we now have two young children, a one-year-old and a four-and-a-half-year-old. So touring is really not a possibility for us. And we keep recording albums, but we miss kind of the connection that comes from being on the road and looking into the eyes of our friends and audience members. So we were trying to find a way to both incorporate music making into our very busy, hectic lives and find more connection with our friends and our fans. We've found that this lunar phase thing somehow does that.
Once a month, you make a new song.
We make a new song, yeah.
But that's pretty challenging, isn't it, to make and record a new song every month?
It is a lot of work, and some months have been easier than others, I would say. But one of the advantages of it is it is this built-in deadline for us. Whereas when we're making an album, it's sort of open-ended and we want to get everything perfect and let's try that again and this and that. Whereas this is really, it has to be out tomorrow. You can look up and see the moon and it's almost full. And I've actually really come to appreciate that because it means we're putting out music on a regular basis.
Has there ever been a point where you just thought, oh, no way, this is not ready for prime time?
We have, because we're a creative duo. We sometimes differ on what we think is ready and appropriate and
that's another question. You're a husband and wife. You're a creative duo. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering about how does that delegation work out?
I would say that the production element is relatively easy because we agree on a song and then I record some vocals and maybe a guitar part and then Ty disappears into the studio for days and days at a time and it comes out sounding like it does.
Actually, too, this song Peaches and Plums that we played in studio here was a radically different song and I brought it to Robin and she wasn't feeling it and I had that kind of hurt that you feel as a solipsistic person, you know, like, what? How could you? But I'm, you know, and I took some of that and channeled it into dramatically rewriting the song that very afternoon, and then she loved it. So,
well, let's hear the fruits of that redirect, we'll call it. Peaches and Plums. This was the song recorded for March, if I've got that right,
mm-hmm.
for the Songs in the Lunar Phase, live from Studio D.
She said, all your songs are slow. Where did James Dean go? The streets fill up with slush and dirty snow. Peaches and plums, come on everyone, live on in the midnight dreams of summer.
One of the neat things about this project is that it is very seasonal because we're working month by month. And so this song at least where we're living, March is really still winter, but you're longing for spring. And the song itself has a lot of conflict in it between winter and spring. The chorus is peaches and plums, but there's these lines about the streets filling up with slush mm-hmm. and dirty snow, that kind of when winter is a complete drag. And also this pull between living in the country and living in the city, which is something that we've always felt. So that all kind of came out during that time of year because it's still dark and it's still cold and you're thinking, what are we doing here? And
yeah, there's that line, dreams of the city, but the country's so pretty.
We dream of the city, but the country's so pretty. Banging on pans and cymbals, hair the stars pour out of a thimble. We watch from far below on the hood of the car. Peaches and plums, come on everyone. You live on in the midnight dreams of someone.
What has the relationship been like with people who are getting these songs? And they're subscribers, correct?
Mm-hmm, they're subscribers. It's been great. After we send it out, we get a bunch of emails and little private messages. Some people telling us where they were when they were listening. Some people saying, oh, this is my favorite. Or, you know, oh, I wish, oh, I miss, you know, this other sound that you had in this other song. And we've encouraged that, too, because the more conversation and engagement that this brings, the better.
But I'm wondering, might this all turn into an album, a sort of calendar year of Lunar Phase?
Yeah, we think so. We have another batch of songs that we're saving for an album, a proper album. But a surprising thing happened, which is that some of these Lunar songs we've really become fond of when we release them. We say, well, that was, we feel good about that. That should really go on the album. So I think the next album, proper album, might be a mix of some of these. But yeah, you know, it's all sort of an amorphous.
And we're thinking of having our subscribers help us figure out which ones might go on a future album.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So having a voting system mm-hmm. or something like that.
Well,
so
it's a really interesting way to collaborate with the people who are listening to you.
Yeah.
So August Full Moon is on the 20th. Are you thinking about them that far in advance?
We actually do have this one planned, and we have a song called Above the Sea.
One of the ones you played for
which us. We played for you.
Mm-hmm. Great. Let's hear Above the Sea. This is an exclusive preview of Red Heart the Ticker, live from Studio D. The full moon for August has not yet come, yet the song has arrived. It's called Above the Sea.
We were between the forest and the cliffs above the sea. There we counted birds and the bruises on our knees. Blue, gray, blue sea. Don't quit.
When Tropical Storm Irene came through and our particular neighborhood and area got hit really hard.
Really hard, yeah.
Some people lost some houses. There were a few deaths in the immediate area. This song, to me, got confused with that. It wasn't written about that, but it does have this second verse about flooding. And so now whenever we perform it, I always take a moment to think about that. And it's almost sort of as if we wrote it for that experience, even though we wrote it before that experience.
If the sky held windows and opened with a spring, we could climb inside them and turn around to see.
Tyler, I know, and in addition to Red Heart, The Ticker, you do a lot of work on film scoring and other sort of more atmospheric music.
Yeah, I've been in the studio a lot doing that, and I really love it. And it's crept into these songs as well, because when you're doing the film scoring stuff, you're just one little piece of the puzzle, as it were, and you learn tricks about what sounds right and what evokes a certain emotion and things like that. And I get to try things that I wouldn't normally try in my songwriting. You know, oh, this needs a this certain, you know, cantankerous sound or something. And then once I've tried it, it suddenly becomes okay to use anywhere. So some of the production in these Lunar songs, it has gotten a little wackier, which is fun, I think, for us.
Have they all been original compositions for the Lunar Phase? And there was one that you played in the studio one last year that was a slight reworking of an old song, or tell us about that.
Yeah, that's one of our old songs off our first record that in 2009 we were on Garrison Keillor's duet competition, and we needed another duet. So we turned that song into a duet. And we've been performing it that way ever since and have had numerous requests to record the duet version. So that was our May song.
One last thing.
You know, in this world right now where it's so hard to make a living making music anyway, I think we're switching over into a mentality of thinking of music just as a gift that we're giving out to the world, and it's not how we're trying to make a living necessarily, and appreciating it as that.
Yeah, that's good, because, for instance, this Songs in the Lunar Phase, it's a $15 for the year-long subscription, which isn't that much money, but we don't need that much coming in to sustain us to do it. Whereas if we were living down in the village and paying rent and then having to use a studio to record these in or whatever, it's just a different equation. And I think we're both feeling like, for us anyway, this is really right.
Well, we're also happy that you made that decision, and I want to thank you so much for joining us, Robin MacArthur.
Thanks for having us.
And Tyler Gibbons.
Yeah, great to be here.
Red Heart, The Ticker. They're going to be playing at the Nelson Town Hall in Nelson, New Hampshire on Thursday, August the 1st. To see videos of them playing live at Studio D and to learn more about the Lunar Phase Project and sign up, head on over to wordofmouthradio.org.